Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Searcy 6-5. Kind of a rough start for both teams in this game so far, particularly on the offensive end. Searcy so far with 5 turnovers, Mount Holmes with 4. Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Emma Martin in the backcourt, and we're back underway. Martin into the front court, dribbling to the left wing. Gives it there to Yates. Yates will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Throws it to Gilbert. Tries to throw it down to Foreman. Passes a little wide of her. It goes out of bounds. It will be, last touch by Searcy. And Mount Holmes will keep possession as we are 15 seconds into this second quarter. Emma Martin checking out of the game, being replaced by Leah Jackson. 6-5, Lady Bombers on top. Kate Gilbert was looking to inbound it to Anna Grace Foreman, Foreman wasn't expecting that pass. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Searcy's basketball on Mount Holmes' 5th turnover of the night. Gilbert will take a seat as she's replaced by Emma Martin. Chelsea Johnson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Lions. Dribbles to the right side. Now it gives up top to Hadley. Hadley will throw it over to Bryant on the left. Bryant will dribble up to the top. Over on the left side now to Holyfield. Holyfield gives it there to Johnson up top. Johnson will drill to the elbow. Now kicks it out to Bryant. Her three-pointer misses everything. And Anna Grace Foreman comes up with a rebound. She'll throw it out to Payne, who's into the front court. Payne has it on the left side. Down to Martin in the corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's being double-teamed, trying to get out of it, and are they going to call that foul on the shot or on the floor? They're going to call it on the shot. That foul is on Blair Henry. That's her first personal foul, 16 foul against the Lady Lions. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. 6:54 left in the first half as Foreman's first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Foreman to try to extend the Lady Bombers lead. And she missed the second one, gets one of two, and the rebound, what looked like it was going to be by Yates, but it was taken away by Hadley. Back on the Lady Lions. Here is Johnson quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And Yates gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home, leading 7-5. Yates throws it down to Jackson in the left corner. She pulls up at the wing, now gives it to Payne there on the left side. Up top to Foreman. Down to Yates in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup, off the glass and in. Addison Yates with her first 2 points of the night. Mount Holmes lead up to 2 possessions now, 9-5 with 6:23 left in the first quarter. Here is Hadley into the front court. Dribbling down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 6:16 left in the first half. Addison Yates picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul against Mount Holmes here in the first half. Now Leah Hadley at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw is up and in. Kate Gilbert checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Aston Yates. So one more free throw to shoot for Hadley. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 4 points. Back to a 2-point lead for Mountain Home. 9-7 our score. Emma Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers, dribbling to the right side. A little over 6 minutes left in this first half. She takes the screen from Jackson, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks out to Foreman, over to Payne on the left side. Payne takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left, in and out, no good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Searcy. 5:51 left in the first half. Johnson with the ball, Mountain Home leading 9-7. Johnson throws over to Bryant on the left side. Bryant will dribble near the top. Now goes down to the left elbow. Now kicks out to Johnson. Her three-pointer will not go, and a foul is going to be called against Mountain Home on the rebound. Leah Jackson picks up her second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Cersei will inbound it on the baseline with 5:34 left in the half. Bryant will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. And she can't get it in. 5 seconds. That is Cersei's sixth turnover of the night. Gilbert walked the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbling over on the right side. Now throws up top to Martin. Emma Martin's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points of the night. 12-7, Mountain Home leading it. 5:15 left in the half. Johnson walked the ball into the front court for Cersei. Throws over on the right side to Hadley. Hadley dribbles towards the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away. Bryant's able to keep possession for Cersei. She dribbles down into the lane, going in for a layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman, and she comes up with the basketball. Here is Payne into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Now drills down towards the paint, kicks it down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to put up the shot off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 7 points. 14-7, Mountain Home on top. 4:38 left in the first half. Johnson into the front court for the Lady Lions. Now takes the screen. And now throws it up top to Henry. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound chased down by Emily Payne. Back comes Mountain Home. Payne throws it to Gilbert into the front court. Gilbert has it on the right side. Now dribbling down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. That's the 15th foul against Cersei, against Mountain Home here in the first half. Meredith Weber checking back in for Cersei. And also for the Lady Lions, Olivia Robertson checking in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'6 freshman. She was just moved up after the junior high season came to an end. Here is Johnson into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Now picks up her dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she gives it to Robertson, who loses the handle. The ball goes out of bounds, and that will be Cersei's seventh turnover of the night. 3:51 left in the first half. It is Mounts Home with the ball, leading by seven. Here is Gilbert with it, dribbling on the left wing. Throws it up top to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for another three at the top. Good! Emma Martin with 6 points. And Mountain Home's built a double-digit lead now. 17-7 our score with less than 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Johnson into the front court. Dribbling to the right side. Now giving it to Bryant. Over to Weber on the left wing. Her three-pointer does not go. And scramble for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. And it will be Cersei's basketball on the possession arrow. Abby Martin's going to check back in for the Lady Lions. But before that, Mountain Home is going to take a quick timeout. We'll break with 3:13 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Cersei 17-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Cersei with the ball coming out of the Mountain Home timeout as Lady Bombers lead 17-7, 3:13 left in the first half. And immediately Chelsea Johnson takes the inbound pass in the paint, goes in for the layup, and she draws contact. So an and-one situation coming up for Chelsea Johnson. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul. That's a 16th foul against the Lady Bombers. Johnson's free throw bounces around and drops in. 6 points for Chelsea Johnson. Mounts Home's lead cut back to 7. 17-10 our score. A little over 3 minutes left in the first half as Gilbert's into the front court. Dribbling on the left side. Goes up top to Martin. Emma Martin, that is. Now down to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:59 left in the half. Meredith Weber has picked up her third personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against Searcy. And a Grace Foreman, so far one of two, make that one of three from the free throw line as she misses the first one here. She has 7 points so far this evening. Asharia Brown checking back in. And looks like Searcy had another new sub. Anna Grace Foreman gets the second free throw. So, one again, she's one of two. She now has 8 points. And another freshman just came in for Searcy. Kiki Turner is standing at 6 foot. Back comes the Lady Lions. They trail 18-10. Ball goes to Robertson. Now Bryant has it up at the top. Now she dribbles to the left side. Now Bryant's going back into the lane, going in for the running jumper. Off the glass, no good. Robertson gets offense rebound. She can't get the put back. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. It will be Mount Holmes basketball with 2:29 left in the half. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Again, an 8-point Mount Holmes lead. Gilbert with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Foreman. Down to Martin in the paint. She's going to put up the shot. And no good, but draws plenty of contact. She'll be heading to the free throw line for the first time tonight. That foul is on Kiki Turner. That is her first personal foul. Eighth team foul against the Lady Lions. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time. She's got 6 points so far this evening. Gets the first free throw here. And she can make it a double-digit lead once again with the second shot. Second free throw is up and good. Emma Martin with 8 points. 20-10, Lady Bombers leading it. 2:16 left in the half. Inbound pass was knocked away, but Searcy's able to get it back. Back comes Bryant. She's dribbling on the right wing. Now throws up top to Johnson. Johnson will try to throw it to Bryant. I believe the pass was well over her head. Goes out of bounds. Searcy commits her eighth turnover of the night. 2 minutes left in the half. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading by 10. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbling to the right side. I'm sorry, to the left, excuse me. Now she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Boy, looked good for a moment, but just bounced out. And Johnson comes up with the rebound. She's quickly back the other way, dribbling up at the top. Now throws over to Bryant on the left side. Now Bryant's going to dribble down to the lane. Kicks it out on the low block to Turner. Her jumper will not go. Mount Tom comes up with the rebound. Here's Payne back the other way. Throws it to Martin in the Emma Martin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Emma Martin with 10, in double figures of 10 points. Mount Holmes' lead is 22-10, and Searcy able to break the press as Kiki Turner goes back the other way. She misses the layup, though, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Kiki Turner with her first 2 points of the night, and Mount Holmes going to take another timeout. We'll break with 1:10 left to play in the first half. It is Mount Holmes leading Searcy 22-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Kate Gilbert inbounds it to Emma Martin coming out of the Mount Holmes timeout. Lady Bombers lead Searcy 22-12 with a little over a minute left in the half. Emma Martin into the front court. Ball just inside the half court line. Now she's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. May have been partially blocked. Searcy comes up with the ball. Chelsea Johnson back the other way, dribbling on the left wing. Now she's going to have the ball knocked away from her, but a foul is going to be called. Against Mountain Home. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 against the Lady Bombers. So this will be a 1-1 as Searcy is now in the bonus. Chelsea Johnson so far 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 6 points. 45 and a half seconds left. Johnson's first free throw is up. In and out, no good. She misses the front end, and Foreman gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. She'll kick it out to Martin. Emma Martin, that is. Emma Martin into the front court. 35 seconds left of the half. It's a 10-point Lady Bomber lead. And I think they're going to be content to hold for the last shot of the half. Now ball goes over to Gilbert. She has it just inside the half-court line. 15 seconds yet. She hasn't even dribbled yet. Down to 10 seconds. Gilbert throws over to Martin on the left side. Down to Foreman in the paint. She's going to put up the shot off the glass. No good. 3 seconds. Cersei was going to try it for one last heave. The buzzer knife will be well short of the goal. And Mount's Home's going to go into the locker room with a 10-point advantage. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 22-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Zs, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Zs from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Zs, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at Liberty Mutual.